Hey, Alan. Hey, Alan, it disconnected. Yeah. I have to say recorded line again. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
And then did you hear what I was saying, or did it cut off before that?
I'm not sure.
Oh, no, I'll read it again. Basically, so if you don't hear from the attorneys within 48 hours, I will transfer you to them. Most likely, though, I'll call you tomorrow morning and transfer you to them. Will you be free to speak with me tomorrow morning?
I'll be on the road. It depends on whether I have cell coverage or not.
Yeah. If it doesn't work out tomorrow, I can always transfer you on Wednesday or something. So we'll be in contact.
I'll be back in town.
Number saved.
I'll be back in town tomorrow afternoon by about 2:00.
Okay. I'll call you then tomorrow. I'll call you tomorrow too. That works out. That works fine. And then I have to read you this paragraph before I let you go. It's basically what I told you, but in more words. Before we wrap up, I want to make sure you know what to expect next. While they are working on your claim, the law firm will be reaching out to finalize your claim. I will be calling you within the next few hours. Like I said, it'll be tomorrow at your time at 2. Once your file passes quality assurance, to transfer you directly and introduce you. They may go over some of the same questions we did discuss. It's completely normal. It's just part of their process to confirm the details. They may also need you to sign additional forms like medical release forms so they can collect and strengthen your records for the claim. If you do see any paperwork, please expeditiously get that back to them. You shouldn't, though. We went over all the paperwork and the thing we just did, the DocuSign. And then since this is a mass lawsuit, these extra steps are standard practice, and we want to make sure you're fully prepared. And then, like I said, if you don't hear from the attorneys within 24 to 48 hours, you can call me at this number, or I will text you their number too right now. Hold on. And then
okay.
This is the number that they should be calling you from. It should be like this 866 number. Hold on. 1 second. A4D, Snipe of Pulaski. And then that's the number I just sent you, the 866 number. And then I already confirmed with you, you'll be available to speak with me tomorrow. And then do you have any more questions for me before we are done?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. No, we went over a lot, so I get it. And then that's it for now, though. That's the real hard work, is all those questions I asked you. They're basically just going to confirm that. It should only take 5 or 10 minutes when they do speak with you, and then they will start pulling the records. But
okay.
Yeah, I do thank you so much for your time, sir. You have a wonderful day, and I'm going to call you from my other phone. If it rings, that's me. I'm just so I can take you so it doesn't call you again from our computer. So let me do that right now. We're on the phone, actually. Hold on. Just want to make sure it doesn't call you back. That's me calling you if it came up. I will take you off the list now.
Yep.
Okay. Thank you so much, Alan, for your time. I am very sorry for what you're going through with the CLL. I know it's not affecting you too much, like you said, but still, it's not a diagnosis you want. But if you have any questions or you think of anything by tomorrow or by Wednesday, please call me, and I'll speak with you tomorrow at like 2 p.m. your time, and I'll transfer you over to the attorneys. All right?
I'll do it. You bet.
And if I mess up on my end, I'll call you back. I don't think I messed up any spelling or anything. But if I need to clarify anything, I'll call you back from this number. I should be fine, though.
Okay. All right. Good enough.
Thank you for your time, sir, and you have a wonderful day. Thank you.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.